You're listening to the Lady Patriots Softball Show with head coach Charlotte P. During this show, we will have coach and player interviews. We'll be talking stats, give previews for upcoming games, highlight past games, and much, much more. Now, let's get to the action with Coach P.
I've been grinding all day and all night. Hall of Fame on my mind, trying to be the greatest of all time and say it's all God. Yeah. I've been grinding all day and all night. Hall of Fame on my mind, trying to be the greatest.
Well, Coach, you're getting ready to go to this state tournament. The ladies are excited. Hey, Hall of Fame's on your mind. At least winning this game is on your mind. You're getting ready to face, I guess maybe one would say, a somewhat familiar opponent. You're getting ready to head into the game. What's your thoughts going in this game as district champs? You go in this game, what kind of attitude do you display? And then talk about the game.
I mean, you know, we knew Smyrna was going to come out and play hard, and they're competitors. You know, Lonnie and I are friends, and he's a competitor. I knew he's going to have his kids ready, and, you know, and they just play hard. And, man, it was a battle from jump. You know, we hit the ball, but we just hit, you know, we didn't have timely hits. We hit it right at them. They didn't make any errors. They were solid on defense, and you know, we had runners in scoring position at second and third with no outs there at the end, and, you know, had two strikeouts, a miscue on a squeeze, and, you know, Jazz Watkins hit a rocket to third. Man, yeah. I knew that was going to get by that kid, but, man, she made a heck of a play, and that was it. But, you know, just we knew what we were playing against. We'd scrimmaged them earlier in the year, and, of course, you know, We've battled with Smyrna in the years past, and so we knew. I mean, we were just going to play and hit the ball and not make any errors, and we didn't really do either one of those. But, you know, I mean, it's heartbreaking, especially for the seniors. You know, they're actually going to go play together at Walter State, so they're not done yet, and so I'm excited for that. You know, for them to go play college together. But, you know, I mean, it just ending on that note. And you know, it was just heartbreaking for the kids. And, you know, my assistant coach, Tabitha Martin, her grandmother, she just got word that her grandmother passed, like, right before the game. And so, you know, that's one of those life things. And, and so, you know, we missed her, and, you know, I was torn. I mean, I've known them since I was a kid.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I hated that for her. And, but so, you know, it was just a tough night all the way around for us. But, you know, we're just going to let it get us better and focus on what we need to do a little bit better and just enjoy what we did, you know, accomplish as a team, but just continue to get better. There's always room for improvement.
Thanks, Coach, for just kind of talking us through that particular game. I mean, you know, you had your sights on going further, but just didn't work out this time. And sometimes it just happens that way. And but you know what? You said something about the young ladies playing together at Walter State. I mean, I think it speaks to you too as a coach, because you're concerned about the young ladies being able to do something after. So you push academics as well as, you know, athletics. You know,
oh, yeah.
And you
they're
make
great
sure.
kids in the classroom.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. You know, and they're great kids. They have a lot of fun together.
Yeah.
But and they're focused when they need to be focused, and I feel like, again, that's what makes them so good too, is they know when to, you know, keep it light, and they know when to you know, buckle down and say, hey, you know, let's go. And so I'm excited for them to see what they do at Walter State. Walter State's got a great program, and so they're getting two great ones. I don't even think they know what they're getting yet, you know. So I'm excited to see them at the next level.
All right, we're going to take a pause for a break. The Lady Pats and Coach P would like to say a special thank you to the OHS Softball Golf Tournament Premium sponsors, the Great Chase Foundation, Jim O'Brien, Camden Property Management, Slick Pig, Pulling Hose Pressure Washing, Trendsetter Homes, Fair Properties, Southeast Financial Credit Union, P's and Q's Pickup, Burrow Nissan, Match Transmission, Pro Air Solutions, TrueCon Construction, The Fiery Pig Barbecue, Comes Well Adjusted Chiropractic, Logan's Landscaping, CrossFit Battalion, Triple Threat Training, Station Grill, Hoover Bank, and Standard Automotive. And we can't leave out Double J Snack Shack for providing that great food in the concession stand. And then last but not least, each and every one of you who attended all those games, Lady Pats and Coach P, want to say thank you. And just know, in all kinds of weather, that we're better together. So, hey, we about it. Hey, don't worry about it. Hey, I tell you what, the reason why we ain't gonna worry about it is simply because, hey, you have some great ladies coming back on next year. So talk about, you know, the future. What does Lady Pat's softball look like? Who's coming back?
Well, we're getting everybody back except for our two seniors, Olivia and Sarah. We're getting back, you know, a lot of talent, a lot of speed, a lot of, I guess, kids that still want to get better.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous, you know, when you're fundamentally good and when you work hard. And so I'm super excited to see what the next couple of years with the rest of these kids look like. So I mean, we're getting a lot of depth back at multiple positions, and I'm excited, you know. I hate to lose my two seniors, you know.
Right.
I love them dearly. They're right. Great kids, but I mean, we are getting a roster full of talent back.
Yeah.
That's hungry, and they got just a little bit of taste of right. that district championship,
right.
and so, you know, they were a little salty, I guess, you know, that region trophy.
Right.
It's a little bit bigger, a little bit wider
that's
than what
right.
we had. So, you know, just gives them a little something to shoot for. And you know, just because you win a district doesn't mean you're going to win the region. You
That's
know?
Right.
I mean, we've got great teams all around us, and I hope they go out there and watch today and the rest of the week and just see, man, we were two games from this atmosphere.
That's right.
It's the state tournament is a fun atmosphere, and, you know, it's tough. You know, you only got eight teams that right. go to the state, and so we were super close in that, being in that realm.
That's good, Coach. You know, certainly, again, thank you for your time. I mean, you're an excellent coach. We have we're looking forward to an excellent season on next season, and we're looking forward to this new day. Any last words, Coach, before we go?
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate all your support and everything you do for our program.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you.
In the mirror, brush off the dust. Talk to me nice, don't interrupt. Don't need to settle. I'm on another level. Yeah, I'm done with feeling low. Don't take it personal.
Thank you for listening to the Lady Pat Softball Show with Coach Charlotte P. Please be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you were in the Murfreesboro, Tennessee area, please be sure to stop by your local Sonic. On home games, the first 20 fans will receive a free Sonic slushie on a Lady Pats win. A Lady Pats win equals a win for you at Sonic. This offer is limited to the Sonic on this Las Casas Pike. See you next time for another conversation with Coach Charlotte Peake.